Archers, 15 to 20 August, 1999.
Joe, start putting things right in the milking parlour.
Here. I saw you struggling across the yard.
That's it.
You should have got Eddie William to bring this through to the parlour.
The job had to be done.
You could be your own worst enemy.
Have you seen the latest cell count?
Yeah.
So he's going to need the pipeline detergent. You know, Eddie, if it ain't there, he won't use it.
You could have put your back out with a container this size.
Well, if that count goes up much more, there'd be penalties and then they won't take the milk at all. Well, how can we manage without the milk check?
We'd have done that.
Of course you would.
Any chance of lunch, Clary?
Can't you get some of yourself, Eddie?
Oh, Lord, me and William need our strength building up for the match.
We'd have to be a bit more clever with milking, Eddie.
What do you mean? Nothing wrong with my milking.
Selkow don't go up for no reason.
Don't blame me for it.
Well, it's my fault neither. I keeps his place immaculate.
Well, there ain't no sense,
I washes off the others, I uses the tea.
What about the filter?
What about it?
Well, I was clogged up yesterday afternoon. Good job I checked.
Well, don't you always check?
Yeah, of course I do.
Give over, will you? If you're both doing it right, something else must be wrong. We'll just have to do what we did last time.
What? Get the veggie.
If the old herd needs antibiotics.
No way.
We can't afford it.
Well, what do you suggest then? Leave things as they are?
No.
Of course not. No, we need the vet.
It'll cost a fortune.
And there's no need. We'll get on top of this ourselves.
Oh, yeah. And what if we don't?
We will. We'll be extra careful about hygiene from now on, that's all. Right, Dad?
Ready at your end. Yeah, let me just move it. Right, that's it. Right, come on.
You're first.
I'll put the market ones this side.
Go on, in you go.
Well? Not quite 30.
Yeah, she looks skinny.
She's a twin, isn't she?
Triplet, we lost the third one.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going nowhere for a while.
Right,
and the next.
Go on, enough that way. Good one.
Are you still all right for time? If we're reasonably quick, I've got about 20 minutes.
Well, how much?
That's more like it, 38.
Oh, she'll do. Who are you playing?
Netherborn.
All right, market side for you.
Up you come.
Come on. Go on.
No, don't
back in there.
I'm not sure we'll beat them without Alistair, though.
Well, you never know. I wonder how they're getting on.
They're having the time of their life, I expect. I wouldn't say no to a couple of weeks in France.
Turn around. Now, this is the one that was drinking.
A bit of rest and recreation would suit me and Ruth just fine. Instead of which...
Look, do you want me to put off going to the suppliers tomorrow?
No, why should you?
Well, if the contractors are starting on the wheat...
Oh, no, we can manage an hour without you. 32. Mm. Oh, can you get Debbie some pour-ons when you go?
32. Yeah, I reckon some of that's water.
Let's see. Nah, it doesn't feel ready. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Go on, back out in the field.
Pour-ons for fly strike.
Yeah, you don't mind?
No, no, of course not.
Only I told her you were going and she said it'd save her a trip.
Jill?
No.
What on earth do you think you're doing?
Enjoying the fresh air.
What, you've walked all this way?
Taking short rests as and when needed, so you're not to tell me off.
Mum, I know you don't need the sticking.
Or you, David. The exercise does me good. And I wanted to see you before you went to cricket.
Oh, what about?
Look, why don't you lean against this, Jill? It's quite secure.
Phil?
I'm only thinking of your knee.
You're right, Mum. We'll shut up.
Thank you. I've just been talking to Ruth.
Ah.
And now that I'm so much better...
Well, comparatively...
There's nothing to stop us moving back, is there?
Oh, right.
You'll be glad to get home again.
Yeah.
And I'll be fine in the house. So I asked Ruth to decide on a time.
And she said...
Nothing very definite. I don't think she wanted to commit herself till we had your opinion, so what should we say? Today? Tomorrow?
Well,
Look, could we discuss it later, Jill? David's a bit pushed for time.
What is there to discuss?
Well, of course you want to move back in, Mum, but...
Yes?
Well, this really is a bad week.
You know what it'll be like when we start on the wheat?
Yes, but...
The fact is, we're just too busy to move.
Oh. That's exactly what Ruth said.
I thought she didn't say anything.
Oh, not in so many words, but that was the implication. She ran through everything she's got to do with the pigs, the time you're going to have to spend bailing.
Well, she's got a point, Jill.
I'm afraid so, Mum.
But I'm ready to move now.
Yes, but will a few more days really make such a difference?
Honestly, Mum, we're not trying to be awkward.
I know.
But we're very pushed.
All the same.
In fact, if we're going to get the rest of these lambs weighed before I set off...
That's fine, David. You two go right ahead. I'm sorry to have disturbed you.
Mum? Mum? Oh, dear.
Shot, Robert!
Well, that's going all the way.
Go on! Lovely!
Oh,
he's going swimming, isn't he?
Yeah, Mr. Snell carries on playing like that, we're going to win no bother.
Yeah, especially if David can keep holding up the other end.
I didn't think we could beat Netherbourne.
Alistair, I wish you hadn't gone to France.
His mate, that other vet, he's a pretty good stand-in, ain't he?
Of course, sir. You know the trouble if we do win.
What's that?
I'll never hear the last of it from him.
Oh, right.
It'll all be down to his, what was it?
Targeted something.
Targeted skill reinforcement,
yeah.
That's it.
I can't stand much more of that, Annette.
I would only encourage him.
He said we've got some new tactics to practice this week.
Oh, ain't that something to look forward to?
Hey, look, they're bringing their pace bowler back on.
Yeah, pure desperation.
Yeah, we got him on the run.
Aye, aye. Look at Neil.
He's got the same idea as us.
That's it, Neil. Give your ears a rest. Sneak away from Sid.
Oh, no.
That's never him.
Oh, I don't know.
It came off the pad.
I think David did hit it.
Boy, I think so as well. Hey, best of luck, Neil. Give him hell.
One more wicket and I'm in.
You might score the winning runs at this rate.
Tough luck, David.
It's my own stupid fault. The ball was far too wide.
Yeah, I'd probably have left it, but it was an easy mistake to make.
Thanks, Eddie. Do you mind if I take my pads off here?
Ain't you going to get to your tactical debriefing from Sid?
I think I'll give that a miss.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I said I'd try and get back early. Help Dad put up a back fence.
Can I use those pads? These ones are rubbish.
Yeah, sure.
Anyone for lemonade?
Oh, I could murder some, love.
You've been roped in for refreshments, have you?
Me and Mrs. Snow volunteered to sort them out. There you go.
Oh, Tom.
David?
Oh, I haven't got time, thanks. There you go, William. The top strap's a bit slack.
No, I don't mind. Cheers.
Drink, will you?
Later, thanks, Mum.
After he's blazed his way to glory.
Oh, while I remember, Mrs. Snow's been after you again.
Oh, blimey.
Lucky man.
Ain't he, George?
But you can just guess what it's about.
Well, good luck when you're batting.
Up top.
Can you give my apologies to Sid?
Yeah, will do.
See ya.
Bye.
Can you put her off?
How am I supposed to do that?
Oh, no.
Wants to know when you're having your nice little massage then, does she?
Why can't she just forget about it?
It's very generous of her offering them vouchers as a prize.
You can't put it off forever.
I know, Mum. You have the voucher instead of me.
No, thanks.
You'd enjoy a massage.
No, thank you.
Half the other mums took the vouchers. I'd really like you to have mine, to show how much I care about you.
Hey, nice try, son.
William, which part of my appearance makes you think I were born stupid?
Better think of something else fast.
Eh?
Linda Snell's just spotted you.
Oh, where is she?
Coming round the boundary.
Oh, get out, Neil, quickly, miss the ball.
Hey, that's not very fair.
Oh, I don't care. The only place I'm going to be safe from Mrs. Snell is out there in the middle.
Here.
Oh, you didn't have to hunt for it, Phil.
After all the exercise you've had today, I thought it was better if I tracked down the knitting.
Thanks.
You left it by the phone.
Of course I had. It's not as though there are many places here I could have left it.
No. You know, I really enjoyed this evening.
Mm.
Putting up the back fence with David.
Oh.
And the funny thing was, he didn't say a word about the new grazing regime the whole time we were doing it.
No?
Well, he was tempted to. When he saw 4 or 5 centimetres of grass left, knowing we're moving the cows tomorrow.
Really?
He keeps worrying about buying extra silage at the end of the winter. But I'm sure it won't be necessary.
What else did you talk about?
Well, nothing very much. A bit about the cricket.
Oh.
About the contractor coming. Nothing special.
Did David say if he and Ruth have decided on a day?
Hmm?
For moving back? I accept this week's too busy.
Oh, yes.
But there's no reason we can't agree on a date for it to happen.
Well, we didn't talk about it, to be honest.
If I knew we'd definitely be home next weekend... or the weekend after, or even later. As long as I knew when, Phil.
Yes, I know.
Staying here wouldn't be so irritating.
But the... See, the trouble is, it's going to be such a big job.
Moving in wasn't so bad.
But think about how much stuff we've brought over since. And then there's everything David and Ruth have taken to the house.
But we've got to do it sometime, haven't we?
Well, yes, of course.
No matter how awkward it's going to be.
But the point is, Jill...
Yes?
Well, until harvest's out of the way and things are quietened down a bit...
Oh, not you as well.
Well, there's no point setting a date if we can't keep to it, is there?
No, I suppose not.
So, just for the time being...
We'll have to leave things as they are.
Well, you can see that, can't you?
Yes, I can. But that doesn't mean I have to like it.
There.
What about it?
That filter's spotless, isn't it?
Yes, all right.
Which, more than all right. They must have been 5 minutes rinsing it through.
Yeah, okay, it's clean.
Of course it is. And what about the floor?
Grandad.
Go on, have a good look. See any muck anywhere?
No. Of
course you don't. Because I've hosed it, brushed it, got down on my knees to scrub it in some places.
What for?
Now, I want you to go round the clusters, every last one.
No.
Go on. I checked them for dirt and all.
I don't want to.
William.
No.
You've got to help out.
Why?
I'm setting an example. Showing how this parlour should finish up each day. Have a look at them clusters.
No, I've got better things to do.
All you've got to do is look.
I've had a rotten enough day as it is.
Eh?
Yeah, it's been a real pain.
Oh, I thought you'd be pleased after beating Netherbourne.
Big deal.
Your mum says you played well.
It's not that I'm bothered about. It's flipping Mrs. Snell.
What about her?
Oh, well, I managed to avoid her all afternoon. But then she caught me on the boundary.
She don't play for Netherbourne, does she?
I mean, she grabbed hold of me.
Oh.
Wants to know when I want my massage.
Oh.
And Mum's let me write down.
How come?
Well, some of the other mums have been having the massages instead.
Can they do that?
Yeah, Mrs. Snell lets them.
But your mum ain't interested?
No.
Not her kind of thing, I suppose.
Yeah, I had to promise Mrs. Snell I'd fix something up in the next couple of days.
And you're sure you don't want this massage yourself?
Certain.
But another member of the family is entitled to have it.
Well, yeah.
Now, that is interesting, William. That's very interesting indeed.
What do you want, Linda?
Nothing.
Is there something I can help you with?
No, thanks.
You do know this isn't a footpath?
I'm only a little way off the track.
Yeah, but what are you doing here at all?
Just looking, that's all.
Looking for what?
Well, I wondered if you might be preparing the ground for more trial plots.
GM trials, I take it.
Debbie, I haven't come here for an argument. I've had a trying enough morning as it is.
Yeah, I don't want an argument either, Linda.
I've just had William Grundy smirking like an idiot while he arranged a time for his massage.
Linda, all I want to do is point out you're on private property.
I know.
Which you don't have the right to walk around inspecting whenever the fancy takes you.
No, I don't have the right, Debbie. But as a concerned citizen, I do have a duty.
What?
Oh, yes. No farm is an island.
Linda,
your rape trial plot may have left seed spilled all over the village...
Nonsense.
Everyone knows when you harvest and transport a crop, seed is left along the roadside for miles.
That's why the trial crops aren't handled that way.
Oh?
It's all carefully sealed.
But what about the seed that drops on the trial plot itself? That's free to escape into the environment, isn't it?
As soon as it germinates, it's sprayed off, like any other unwanted plant.
It's herbicide resistant.
To one herbicide only. All the rest are as effective as normal.
Well, the seed's only a minor point.
Not that minor, Linda. Look, why don't you admit you're as badly informed about GMOs as the rest of Ambridge?
On the contrary, Debbie, on the contrary, I read everything I can get my hands on about GM crops.
Yeah, most of which is scaremongering rubbish.
No, some of the coverage may be sensationalised.
Some of it.
But there have been some very good articles in the broadsheets.
Yeah, a handful,
and
maybe.
You only have to think of our own parish magazine a few months ago.
What, Janet's article?
Yes. It was very thoughtful and well argued.
Well written, I grant you.
Definitely.
But completely one-sided.
No.
It was. She didn't go into all the potential benefits of GM crops, just the possible dangers.
The magazine would have been quite happy to print the other side of the argument.
I doubt that.
Debbie, as the editor, I assure you that's true. But no one came forward to offer.
No?
No. It's not a question of censorship.
Then I'm offering now.
What, to write an article?
Putting the case for GM crops.
Oh.
And since it's not a question of censorship, I assume you'll be happy to print it.
I won't be much longer.
It's all right, Jack.
If I can just clear one more box file.
As long as we get to Borchester for a reasonable time.
Oh, look at this. The new curiosity shop.
Oh,
That was a smashing leaflet.
Your first enterprise in Borchester.
One of the first.
I wish I could remember it better.
It wasn't open 5 minutes before I sold it to John Tregodden.
Should I put this in the bin?
No.
Jack?
It's a piece of personal history.
You've got several identical pieces of history there.
Oh, all right.
I do know how hard clearing out is.
You wouldn't want me to get rid of this, would you?
Ah, Stan Cooper.
Yeah, see? There's Angela in the doorway of the stockroom. She didn't want to come out to be photographed.
Don't all those packets and tins look dated,
though? Oh, yeah. This must have been taken in the early 70s. I think Martha was only helping out in the shop then.
Poor old Stan.
I can't throw that away.
No, of course not.
I've filled 2 bin bags already this morning.
You've done very well, Jack.
You know, letting go's not as hard as I thought.
Honestly?
My biggest worry about retiring has been the shoot.
Well, yes.
But the more I think about my conversation with Jim Goodrich, the more certain I am he'll take the job.
Really?
Quite rightly, he didn't want to commit himself too quickly. But I could sense he found it a very attractive offer.
Oh, let's hope so.
Come in.
Oh, sorry to disturb you.
Hello, Chris.
You're not disturbing anything.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Jack's just about finished for the morning, haven't you?
Yeah, almost.
And he's taking me for an afternoon shopping in Worcester.
Very nice. I'm trying to track down George. I wonder.
He's up by the golf course, tidying up a hedge.
Well, he was supposed to be meeting me for lunch.
And he's forgotten.
I assume so. I can't hang around to find out. With Shula away,
oh, you must be very busy at the stables.
Oh, that's the trouble with George. Once he starts a job, he loses all track of time.
That must be awful for you, Chris.
Not something you've any experience of.
Oh, no.
What? Well, I'm nearly ready. But Chris would never forgive me if I didn't show her this.
Oh! Grey silk!
Quite a racehorse, wasn't he?
Mm.
And I've got all his records here. Look.
Oh.
There we are.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, no trouble. I was going in anyway.
Well, it's very decent of you all the same. Debbie said we were running short of pour-ons.
Oh, not at all.
Oh, it's nice to know some people still consider us joined-up members of the human race.
What?
Not just the GM crop monsters.
Oh.
Honestly, Phil, you'd be surprised at some of the ignorant comments we've had to put up with.
I suppose it won't settle down till Tommy's case is heard.
That'll just mean more unwelcome publicity.
Yes, probably.
You know, I'm starting to understand why someone might trash their own GM crop.
That's a pretty drastic step.
And it might save you hassle in the long run. How long will it be before the insurance companies start asking questions if you've got a trial plot on your land?
Hi, Uncle Phil.
Oh, hello, Debbie.
If you're going to be targeted by eco-freaks and vandals every time...
Oh, you've got the pour-ons for me, thanks.
Oh, no trouble.
Has Dad settled up?
Oh, good job you mentioned that.
Oh, don't worry now, Brian.
Well, my bonnet's just in the kitchen.
Oh, settle it later. I need to get moving. I promised Bert I'd be at the church for 12.
Well, if you're sure.
Oh, yes. There's no rush. Bye now.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Thanks again.
Nothing wrong with the combine, is there?
No. Just picking up some oil.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
What was all that doom and gloom you were giving Uncle Phil about GMOs?
We're letting off a bit of steam, that's all.
Well, I've got some good news. I'm writing an article for the parish magazine, putting the pro-GMO point of view.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Linda Snell offered me the chance. I think it was only meant to be a hypothetical offer.
Well, I suppose it can't do any harm.
Dad?
Hmm?
Well, I thought you'd be a bit more enthusiastic about it.
Well, maybe we're fighting a lost cause.
You don't mean that.
Sometimes I wish I'd never let Bealtech run a trial here. No crop, no trashing, no hassle.
Let's have mob rule, in other words.
I'm not saying that.
No? I know some farmers like to live in the past, but I thought you could handle change.
I can.
Given a chance, GM crops could do us and a lot of other farmers a real favour. We could slash our pesticide and herbicide bills.
The point is, will they be given a chance?
Yeah, look, I agree there have to be adequate safeguards.
Well, certainly.
But the information's all there in black and white. The chief medical officer, the chief scientific officer. They couldn't make it any plainer. There are no greater dangers inherent in new GM crops than in any other new crop. Isn't that what they said?
Yeah, that's the gist of it.
Well, then.
Yeah, you're right, Debbie.
So we don't just sit back and rule ourselves out of the marketplace because of misguided, misinformed protests.
Well, it's a good job I've got you to keep me on the straight and narrow, isn't it?
It's all the fuss Tommy's caused that's getting to you.
Most likely. But you're absolutely right, Debbie. If Britain's going to have any future in farming, the test should continue.
There. That's that lot finished with.
Thank heavens.
Oh, there's one last thing I need to check.
Jack.
It won't take a minute.
No. I've been waiting almost half an hour, as it is.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it was Chris talking about grey silk that did it.
Hicks will be wondering what on earth's happened.
Well, let's go straight off. Here, let me help you with your jacket.
Ah, glad I caught you, Mr. Wallace.
Whatever it is, I'll have to wait.
Right, well, I'll just leave this on your desk, shall I?
It isn't anything important, is it, Linda?
Oh, Jack.
Nothing that won't keep, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Why hurry to read bad news?
Bad news?
Linda, couldn't this have waited? I know how concerned Mr. Woolley is about the shoot, so when this fax came through,
From Jim Goodrich.
Oh.
He's very sorry, but after giving due consideration, he doesn't want to be the new keeper at Grey Gables.
I could see it was important. I am sorry, Jack.
He seems so interested in the post.
We can talk it all through after we've been to Borchester.
Borchester? I can't go to Borchester now, Peggy. I've got to try and sort this mess out.
Oh, steady now. Ah, let's get this grit out. Ah, there, that's it.
Hello, Chris.
Oh, hello, Phil. Hey, now this one.
Have you heard anything from Shuley yet?
Not a word of you.
Oh, Pip's had a postcard.
Oh, she is favoured. What did it say?
French drinking chocolate's great.
Very informative.
Well, it was from Daniel. Nothing from Shula and Alistair. I was hoping you'd had better luck.
Probably too busy having a good time.
Let's hope so.
Now for the hind legs, Betsy. She can be a bit of a kicker, Phil.
Oh, right. Can we hold her head?
Oh, please.
Good girl. Good girl.
No nonsense, please, madam.
I'm just on my way back from the church.
Oh?
Bert was flapping because he promised to take delivery of the new hymn books, but he was too busy bailing, and since I was going out anyway...
Oh, what are they like?
Well, they're better than I expected.
Oh, good.
I was worried we were going to end up with a load of tatty paperbacks, but in fact, they're very nicely bound.
Right. The last one. Come on up there. So all the great hymn book controversy...
Oh, a lot of hot air between you and me. Still, the real test will be on Sunday.
When they're actually put to use.
I think there'll be a few people pleasantly surprised.
And is Jill still on the mend?
Oh, very much so. I can hardly get her to sit down anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Well, it is, except that now she's more mobile, she's finding the bungalow more cramped than ever.
Oh, you haven't arranged to swap back yet?
Good girl. No, not much more.
Oh, you silly thing. You've had your hooves picked lots of times.
Well, you see, now we're starting the wheat harvest, it's the wrong time.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And the thing is, David and Ruth have really taken to the farmhouse.
Ah, oh, got a bit too settled. That's it. Whew, all done.
And the children love having the space. They're so happy there. I mean, young families need room to spread out.
Maybe this nice one's got a reward for you, Betsy. Here, Phil.
Oh, do you like carrot, Betsy? Oh, I can see you do.
Must be a light luxury having all that extra storage space. Yeah,
plenty of places to play on a rainy day. I mean, they're going to miss all that.
A young family hoping their parents are going to move out of a nice big farmhouse. Now, what does that remind me of?
I thought Mum and Dad were never going to move out of Brookfield. Holiday just seemed to get more awkward and uncomfortable the longer Jill and I waited.
Do you think David and Ruth feel the same about the bungalow?
Probably. I don't know if I'm ready to move, but Jill certainly isn't.
No?
She's really missed living at home these past couple of months. She says she feels out of place anywhere else.
So what's going to happen?
Oh, I wish I knew, Chris. I mean, I can see David and Ruth's point of view, and I can fully sympathise with it.
But...
I also know how much the house means to Jill.
Quite a dilemma.
Oh, yes. And the longer we leave it unresolved, the bigger it's going to get.
Oh, I'm not stopping. I finished at Overton quicker than I expected, so I thought I'd have a look at our sick list.
I've just taken a phone call.
Well, the farm in Penny Asset. Oh, I've told him I'll be there this afternoon.
No, that friend of Fat Paul's.
Mike Butcher? What did he want?
To remind you, first repayment on the loan's due.
I know it is.
Well, he weren't so sure you would.
Oh, Fat Paul said he was a stickler for getting his money back.
He sounded very formal.
Well, that's just his manner.
Eddie... If this bloke's just a mate...
Yeah?
How come he were ringing from a busy office?
course he works in one, I expect.
Who does Fat Paul know works in an office?
Mike Butcher's done well for himself. He's in insurance or something.
Eddie.
He ain't the first person to do a bit of private business in company time, is he?
No.
Of course not.
The way you were talking sounded
yeah,
like...
Yeah, sorry, love. Just got time to see how Natalie's doing, then I'll have to shoot off.
Oh, well, look at the new calf and all. She's still a bit wheezy.
Yeah, we will. Clary, there's nothing to worry about that loan. Honest.
Finally tracked him down.
Who?
Mr. Forgetful.
Oh, the chap with his pager turned off.
I passed on all six messages we've taken for him. Where's the list of groups for this afternoon?
I made copies and put them in the tray.
Thanks, is he an angel? And I only had to explain how a pager works two or three times before he got it, I think.
Pass me that, can you? No, the revised schedule.
Right.
They want to run the leadership seminar outside now.
This morning they wanted the ballroom.
Yeah, it depends on who you talk to.
Well, Titcomb and a couple of others will have to take the chairs out.
I didn't copy the top sheets for the activities list.
No problem. Now, any thoughts on the catering for Mummy's dinner party?
Nigel, that's not till a week next Thursday. At the moment, I can't think beyond this afternoon.
Of course not.
Things would be a lot simpler if the organisers hadn't forgotten those information packs.
Oh, did you find a courier in there?
Yeah, eventually. The packs are on their way now.
Good.
Oh, this came in the post from Mercedes Goodman.
Are she interested in me?
Delighted to accept the invitation to Julia's dinner party.
4, 5, 6.
Oh, damn. Oh, don't make another column there.
Don't get stressed, is he?
Would I do that? Stupid machine.
You mustn't. Eenie and Meenie are relying on you to remain a stress-free zone for months. Here.
Oh, Nigel, I'm busy.
Never too busy to have the tension eased out of your shoulders.
That's lovely, Nigel, but not now.
No?
Oh, I still haven't been through the staff routers.
I'll get that.
Oh, I can manage. Lil Oxley, how can I help? Oh.
What?
The courier's stuck in traffic. Yeah, we needed those packs half an hour ago.
Oh, Lord, that's me. Nigel yeah, Parker,
well, roughly
hello?
How long?
Yes. Well, you should be able to get through to him now.
Can't you get them here some other way?
I've shown him how to use a pager.
Well, a motorbike or something.
He's obviously managed to turn it off again somehow.
Yes, I do understand. It's beyond your control.
All right, I'll take a message for him. Hold on a second.
Well, we really would be grateful.
Pen, I need a pen.
Yeah, Nigel.
Jill.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, it is appreciated.
What am I to tell him?
Okay, bye. Oh, Mum.
Hello, dear.
What a lovely surprise.
If he can call Boston later.
I haven't picked a very good moment, have I?
Nonsense. Come and sit down.
And I'll try explaining the pager to him again. One more time.
I only came to leave this.
Will do. Bye now.
He's for Julia.
Oh.
Reef. It's all happening. Hello, Jill.
Hello.
Well, isn't that thoughtful? Just so she can have her birthday present on the day.
Well, it's nothing very much. Just a scarf.
She'll be delighted.
I'd have told you I was coming over, but it was a last-minute thing. Jack gave me a lift.
Oh, is he here?
He's gone on to see someone in Loxley Barrett. But I can see you're too busy to have visitors.
Not at all. We desperately need a break. And you're the perfect excuse to have one.
Anyone calling can talk to the tape.
Here, here. Now, I'll ask Mrs. Pugsley for some tea.
Is that all right?
Of course it is. Oh, I'll have...
Herbal. And then...
You aren't overdoing it, are you, dear?
No. And I'm not going to either. These two take top priority.
Good.
What about you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Should you be travelling about?
Yes. And when Jack called in and said he was coming this way, I couldn't resist.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Anything to get away from the bungalow for an hour or two.
Oh?
Now, can I give Julia this myself?
Oh, she's out, I'm afraid, all afternoon.
That's a shame.
Birthday hairdo.
Thought she'd save that for the dinner party.
Ah, Lewis is taking her for a meal tonight.
Ah.
She's been fussing about what to wear and how to have her hair done for days.
He's obviously made an impression.
It's rather sweet, really. Nigel's going to drop her off on his way to bell ringing practice.
Getting ready for the church picnic on Thursday.
Yeah, he's worried about their plain Bob Miners or something.
Let's hope it stays fine.
You wouldn't believe it.
What?
One of the conference delegates has just asked me for a light.
No smoking area.
Underneath the smoke alarm.
Oh, oh dear.
He's probably the company's safety officer.
This lot are a real shower.
They're in cakes.
When do you get rid of them?
4 o'clock, thank heavens.
Oh, just imagine what it'd be like if we did go residential, Lizzie. Aggravation day and night.
Are you still considering it?
Not really. Apart from anything else, it wouldn't go down very well with Grey Gables, would it?
I suppose not. They do quite well out of your conferences, don't they?
We've got to do something, though, Jill. Well, with Atherton Lodge, it's dog eat dog.
And they've got all the advantages.
Brand new facilities, state-of-the-art equipment.
Then don't try to compete with them on those grounds.
Well, what else can we do?
It's like farming these days. You have to add value to what you've already got.
Oh, yes.
You need to think, what's the most special thing Loxley Barrett has to offer visitors?
That's it. She's starting to take it now.
Keep your mouth open, will you?
You like that, don't you?
Get it the right heat. They always goes for milk and water.
And it'll help her get over the wheezing if she's got some nourishment in her.
Bit more. Mrs. Snow were asking if you've remembered your appointment.
Ambridge Hall tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
Are you going to get away from the shoot at that time?
Oh,
pass us the other bottle, see if she'll take two.
Did I tell you Mr. Woolley went back to that retired keeper at Loxley Barrett?
No. Can you get her mouth a bit wider?
Still didn't want to know. He's getting in the right state.
How's she doing?
Not bad.
This is her second pie.
Oh, great.
What about Natalie?
Yeah, well, she don't seem no better nor worse.
Her eyes still as dull.
Pretty much. How's the coat?
Still a bit sleary.
Mm. You know what I think.
But if she gets any worse, I'll call the vet in.
That's all you're going to take, innit?
Right, hey, William, give us a hand with these bales.
Oh, yeah, you want to keep the draft off her?
Well, I ain't had my tea yet.
I'll do it myself, then.
Oh, no, it's all right.
I'll manage.
I'll help you, Father. You go in, William.
Oh, OK, thanks.
Right. You just straighten it opposite that gap, love.
You seen the letter from the bank, Eddie?
Yeah. Blooming cheek.
How are we going to manage if we're up to our overdraft limit?
Well, I think our fault if folk don't pay on time for the work I've done.
It's more than that.
I'm going to ask for cash up front on all future contract work.
There's the loan shark to worry about as well.
No, he's not a pro. Oh.
It don't take a degree to work out what Mike Butcher really is.
Well, I suppose you could call him a long shot.
Eddie, they're bad news.
Oh, he's all right.
Once they start rattling up the interest, we'll never get out of debt.
I told you, I've got the first repayment ready in cash.
All the same.
Hey, come here, Clary. Look, once I start ringing round for the contract money, we'll be home and dry.
I don't like doing things this way.
Don't worry, love. Handling our money problems is like handling this little one here. Take all the right steps and things will soon get better.
Lizzie, are you all right?
Oh, turn it off.
Is there anything the matter?
I'm fine, but the lamp's too bright.
OK. What are you doing?
Watching the rain.
Oh.
It's lovely.
I don't know how you can see anything.
Your eyes get used to it.
Whoa, did you see that? Well, we don't want to be too close to the window.
Isn't it magnificent?
The house?
And you see it lit up like that?
Not such a bad pile.
I wonder how many other purchasers have stood here watching on nights like this.
Why are we talking so quietly?
Because it's that sort of night. You can almost feel the building breathing out its past.
Gosh, we were even higher than Mummy was when she finally came in.
Lewis certainly brings out the best in her.
Doesn't he? Lizzie, I was thinking while I was dropping off. Now I've got a definite date for opening the gallery.
We enroll on the end of October. Oh, look!
Well, if we're going to get any holiday, we ought to go soon.
I used to be so scared of thunder.
If we wait any longer, you'll be too big for a holiday anyway, so...
What about Ireland?
Ooh, fine.
There's a gallery in County Mayo I want to look at.
OK.
And there's an artist nearby who's keen to exhibit here.
OK. What county mayor it is?
That's the wonderful thing about you, Nigel.
Which wonderful thing in particular?
You're so easily pleased.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm easily pleased by you. That's quite different.
The storm's getting worse.
A good night to be inside a big, solid building.
What are we going to do about the business, Nigel?
What?
When you see Lower Loxley like this, standing up to the thunder and lightning like it has done for centuries, it seems, well, too grand to be a conference centre.
We've got to make a living somehow.
Yeah, but Mum was right. We've got to decide what's unique about it and then use that.
Well, I don't know.
It's the scale of the building and the grounds and the sense of history about them.
We could certainly make more of that.
Yes, but how?
How about... I'm not sure.
We've got so much land.
We could do a lot more recreational events, I suppose.
What sort of thing?
Off the top of my head, off-roading.
Yes.
Or paintball games.
We ought to use the sense of heritage as well, though.
How?
Well, we're going to have a gallery, so why not a museum?
A museum? Pargeters through the ages?
An agricultural museum would be better.
Brilliant.
Or have a Shire Horse Centre.
Oh, children love those. And if we're having animals, what about keeping some rare breeds?
We've got the space, and we've already got Ellie Mae and Joseph.
Wouldn't it be wonderful never to have to set up another overhead projector in our lives?
A falconry?
Oh, yes.
There could be a visitor's centre, special demonstrations.
We could do the whole blooming lot.
Nigel, I'm serious. We could make Lower Locks the event rather than conference-based.
I'm serious, too. I'd much rather Eenie and Meenie grew up seeing me with a red-tailed hawk on my arm rather than chasing idiots who've switched their pages off.
It'd take a terrific amount of planning.
Naturally.
But if we're ever going to make a change, now's the time to do it.
I always thought that we could make Lower Loxley a fabulous day out for the whole family.
It could be fabulous for our family, too. I know it's a great place for children to grow up anyway.
But this would make it even more special.
Yes.
Come on, then. Back to bed.
Oh, but I'm so awake. I'm so full of ideas.
It doesn't matter. You need your sleep.
Nigel.
Lizzie, with such an exciting future ahead, all four of us need a good night's rest. Come on.
You're not serious.
I don't see why not.
Because Eddie hasn't done any bailing for me yet.
Well, if you don't want to pay for the full amount just now...
I certainly don't.
Maybe you could pay half up front as a deposit.
And then what happens if his bailer breaks down?
He won't.
Well, pay Eddie in advance. It's the most ridiculous idea I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, I told him he wouldn't listen to reason. But he insisted I come up here.
Look, Joe, I just want a few small bails, that's all. And I asked Eddie, all right? I'm doing you both a favour.
Good morning, Joe. Dad?
Morning.
If you can still call it morning.
It is, just.
I thought you were seeing to the combine. Then your mum told me you went back from Portchester yet.
Dad.
Don't mind me. I'll be heading off. But I'm done. Just as soon as I finish tying up this shoes.
Half the day's gone, Debbie.
Dad, I couldn't see the point of hurrying back from Simon's.
No?
No, we can't combine till it's dried up a bit.
We haven't finished going through the lambs.
Yeah, that's why I'm back now. I'm going straight over.
Don't bother. Tell Neil I'd help.
Dad!
Oh, take no notice of him. He never said a word from me, neither.
Sit down, Tom.
Thanks.
How are things?
Oh, a lot easier since I stopped having to report to the police each day.
I can imagine.
So, what's the state of play?
Well, we're really getting somewhere.
Yeah?
I think we can confirm our expert witnesses.
Right, how many?
We want a robust defence. I was planning on calling 5.
Yeah, but isn't that going to cost a lot?
They've all agreed to appear at their own expense.
Wow!
They think the issues involved are so important they should be fully aired.
That's great.
Now, I want you to look at the written statements they've already provided.
Mmm, impressive.
Can you read through them, Tom, to check you understand what they're saying?
Sure.
And to see if you're happy with the defence arguments we can develop out of them.
Right, where shall I start?
Well, this one's from John Wainwright.
Nice lot of letters after his name.
He's from the Soil Association.
They've done some monitoring at Bridge Farm already.
If you look through, he makes some very important points.
The Soil Association have 3 criteria whereby the organic status of a farm can be threatened by GM crops, which are...
Oh, they're laid out in that table.
Right. 1, cross-pollination of related varieties. Trouble is, we're not growing anything related to the GM rape trialled at home farm.
I know.
2, physical contamination by pollen or other plant residues. Right. They're saying the original 200 metres is inadequate. And too right it is.
As John says, in the light of the government's own report on transgenic pollution, definitely inadequate. Pollen can be carried a lot further than 200 metres by natural means.
3, cross-pollination or contamination of soil flora. Although not an immediate threat to Bridge Farm's organic status, the eventual migration of modified genes to Bridge Farm through non-crop flora could be a matter of real concern. We should look at this.
Yes.
He actually says that if GM-contaminated weeds spread, we could lose our organic status.
He makes it clear that it's possible.
We'd go out of business.
The court might take that view.
Soil Association is most concerned with the 50 or so organic farms that lie within a 6-mile radius of a GM trial. We're a lot closer to home farm than that.
I intend making that clear.
This is great, Usha. Apart from anything else, this shows I was defending the family business.
That's one interpretation of your actions.
We've really got something to fight Beeltech with, haven't we?
Come through, Joe, and explain more clearly.
William ain't coming for the massage.
How thoughtless of him.
Ah, no.
I put the time aside for it. Why didn't you phone to cancel earlier?
He ain't cancelling.
Well, if he wants it rearranged, he might have quite a wait.
He don't want it rearranged, neither.
Well, I wish he'd make his mind up.
I'm having the massage.
What?
Instead of William.
You?
That's right. I had a stand-up wash from top to toe on purpose this morning.
Joe!
Scrubbed everything I could reach.
Joe, I'm sorry, you can't.
Eh?
It's not possible.
Why not? I got the voucher here.
That's William's prize.
You let other prize winners pass their vouchers on, didn't you?
Ah, well...
You did, and there's no use you denying it.
To their mothers, yes.
Mothers?
If Clary wanted to have the massage instead...
So, it's because I'm a man, is it?
Well, I...
There's laws against that sort of thing,
no,
you know.
No, 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 it's not because you're a man.
Prejudice on account of my age?
No, of course not.
Then why can't I have the massage?
It's just... Well, I'm very busy at the moment.
You said you'd put the time aside.
Oh...
You've got the table ready and the oil's all out.
Well, yes, I suppose I have.
So?
Oh, very well, Joe. Take your clothes off.
Debbie! Debbie!
What?
Where are you taking it?
I was going to start on the long field.
You're joking?
No. I should get through most of it today.
Well, it's still too wet. I had a look.
I thought it was okay.
Start on a broadacre. It should be fine.
Yes, okay.
I'd have thought you'd have worked that out for yourself.
Dad, what is it with you today?
I'm just suggesting we try and get the wheat in halfway dry.
Yep, fair enough, but there's no need to bite my head off.
I wasn't. If you're making a late start anyway, you might at least try and get it right. What are you coming down for?
Look, Dad, I'll get to work when I know what's bugging you.
Nothing's bugging me.
No?
No.
Come on, it's been the same ever since I got back this morning. I can't do anything right.
I'm simply trying to make sure at least one of us is concentrating fully on the farm.
And that's a dig at me, is it?
It's not a dig.
Well, what is it?
It's a statement of fact. You've been very offhand about your work lately.
Give me one example.
Rolling up like you did today.
There wouldn't have been any point rushing back from Borchester. You've said yourself how wet it is.
And of course, there was nothing else you could have been getting on with.
No, nothing urgent.
Well, then that's fine, Debbie.
There is no reason to have a go at me.
I'm just pointing out that since Simon reappeared, your priorities seem to have changed.
Oh, that's not fair, Dad.
No?
No, I've been working flat out whenever it's been possible.
You don't have to justify yourself.
And I've even taken on writing that article.
That?
Yeah, you've got to admit, even you were getting a bit wobbly about GMOs.
If you want to write an article for the parish magazine, that's your business.
Dad, I honestly couldn't be doing any more for the farm, could I?
All right, Debbie, if you say so.
Joe. Mm. Joe.
Yeah. Huh? What?
An aromatherapy massage is meant to be conducted in silence.
Oh, are you talking?
You keep making noises.
Do I?
Yes. It's very distracting. It's only when you're completely tranquil that you can achieve a state of total relaxation.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. You're aiming to achieve complete harmony with your surroundings.
Oh, dig your fingers in our dermises. That's lovely.
Joe.
Any chance of that first oil again?
Oh, really? We've tried 5 different oils already. You really shouldn't mix them like that.
Lavender was best.
Oh, very well. But this is the last oil I'm using on you.
My Susan used to hang lavender in the outhouse. Oh, weren't you meant to warm it first?
Oh, sorry, Joe, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Nice and firm. Ugh. What about me thighs? They ain't relaxed yet.
Well, I can't help that.
Well, you ain't very good at what you're doing if you leave the thighs all knotted with tension.
Joe, I am doing my best in the most difficult of circumstances.
Difficult?
Flannel combinations are not the easiest of garments to work round.
I've rolled the legs up as far as I can, haven't I?
All the same.
You weren't saying take them off altogether.
No, I'm not.
Well, some things is personal and private.
Quite. And believe me, Joe, I very much want them to stay that way.
Kirsty!
I don't believe it!
What are you doing here?
Big coincidence, yeah?
Is it?
Of course! Honestly, it never crossed my mind you might be here. I just saw a flyer for a dance night with a cat and fiddle.
Then it's not our fault we've met up?
Absolutely not. I thought you were working.
So, you okay?
Fine.
You look great.
You look right, Steve.
Well, if I'd known you'd be here, I'd have smartened myself up.
Did you think I might turn up?
Well...
Oh, never mind. Brilliant seeing you.
You too.
How did your meeting with Usha go?
Oh, really well. She's getting hold of a barrister for me.
What?
I said, let's go outside for a minute. It's a bit noisy.
Good thinking, pig man.
We'll go out the side way. Don't want everyone seeing us. Anyway, like I said, Usha's trying to get this barrister called Patrick Taylor to act for me.
Is he any good?
He's supposed to be, which is why he's always in demand. She said we might not get him.
When will you know?
End of the week, I hope.
Oh, fingers crossed.
And we've got our experts sorted out.
Like who?
The Soil Association, pesticides experts, all sorts of people.
Oh, fantastic.
The more I find out, the worse it gets. Loads of organic farms could lose their status because of GMOs.
Well, that's one of the reasons we're fighting, isn't it?
Going to fight and win.
Oh, Baltech won't know what's hit them.
Too right. Come here.
Oh, isn't it weird?
What?
Little solicitors, barristers, all these experts running round because of what you've done.
This'll be the same for you.
Oh, that's what's weird. It's like, suddenly, we're really important.
It's getting rid of GMOs that's important. The fight back started.
Well, let's hope so.
It has, and I want to celebrate. Come on, do you reckon we can go back in and dance?
Well, Mom!
Sorry. Joe.
I thought I saw somebody out here.
I should have looked where I was going.
My fault as much as yours. I was just coming out for some peace and quiet.
I'm really sorry.
I didn't realise there was a dance on.
You've got beer all over your trousers.
Think no more of it, as long as your companion ain't been splashed.
Hi, I'm Kirsty. No, I'm fine.
Joe Grundy. Pleased to meet you.
You don't need to tell anyone you've seen us together, Joe.
If you don't want me to, Tommy Archer, my lips are sealed.
Thanks. I'll get you another pint.
No. Better spend your money on Kirsty here.
That's very nice of you.
What's it matter if I lose a pint?
Eh?
The important thing is you young folk enjoy yourself.
I'd feel better if I bought you one.
Very kind of you, I'm sure, but there's no need. I shouldn't have come to the cat. I feel perfectly relaxed already.
Oh?
In complete harmony with my surroundings.
Great.
Now, you go on and enjoy yourselves. I'm off for a slow walk home. Appreciating the beauties of a summer evening.
What a nice old gentleman.
Right.
Didn't he smell lovely?
Yeah.
It's a pity not everyone in Ambridge is as nice.
Eh?
That guy at the bar staring at us, he's been really spooking me.
Where?
There. You can see him through the window.
Where?
Oh, come on. I think we should be getting out of here.
Brenda got the results she wanted.
Ooh, careful.
Almost there.
No, point the bottle away from me.
Get the glass under. Quick, Brenda.
Spilled half of it.
And another.
What a waste of money.
That I can spend my money how I like. And I want to do this properly. A toast to her very clever sister.
Oh, I'll give her a rest.
Look, you are. Congratulations, Brenda.
Thanks, Roy.
You deserve it. You've done really well.
So?
This give you any clues?
Champagne?
No, sparkling wine.
You've passed.
Yeah.
All of them?
Well, she's done better than pass.
Oh, I knew it. Well, go on, then.
Well, I only got B's in English and Media Studies.
Only?
Exactly.
But I managed an A in Theatre Studies.
Blimey, that's brilliant! An A and two B's.
It's more than she needs for...
Radio Borset Show. Well, if I decide to go for the job.
Hey, wouldn't that be something, huh? Tuck her on the radio.
Yeah, a few weeks and she won't be speaking to us.
Well, I haven't decided to take it yet.
Well, there's no rush.
Sit down, Dad. I'll get another glass.
No, I can't stop. I'm due up at Brookfield.
Oh, 5 minutes won't hurt.
I'm running late as it is. Hey, and you're not to get pickled on that stuff, Brenda.
One glass.
We'll celebrate proper at the picnic this evening.
Ooh, running wild at St. Stephen's.
Unless you've got plans to celebrate with your mates.
No, I'm doing that tomorrow. The picnic will be great.
Hey, well, go on at the bull after, eh? Make a night of it.
Yeah. That sounds good to me. And don't worry about Brenda getting ratted.
Oi, what? Watch it.
She's with me all afternoon.
We're taking Phoebe out.
Two B's and an A. Oh, well done, love.
Dad.
Mind you, I reckon these exam people ought to send me and your mum a certificate.
What for?
Well, producing two kids as brainy as you. I don't know how we did it.
Jack?
Oh.
We did say 3 o'clock.
Oh, come in, Brian. I'm afraid my desk's a terrible mess.
Still clearing the decks for a town.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how many loose ends there are to tie up.
Well, at least the shoot's going to be straightforward. Now you've got this new chap coming. Greg will stop managing your shoot at the end of the month.
What?
You can imagine how busy he is at the estate.
But it's our busiest time as well.
Well, your new keeper will have to hit the ground running, that's all.
Brian, there is no new keeper.
What? You said last week...
Jim Goodrich let me down.
Did he?
I'm doing everything I can to find a replacement.
Well, this time of year.
I know, I know. So Greg will have to keep managing the two shoots a little longer.
Well, I'm afraid he can't.
He's got to.
But I gave him a cast-iron guarantee he'd finish by the 31st.
A guarantee?
Yes.
What for?
Well, he's made it very clear how unhappy he is running both operations without any real status.
But why so soon?
You seem very confident about Jim Goodrich.
Oh, I'd every reason to be. But you know what these things are like.
And if I'd realised you were being over-optimistic...
He seemed very keen.
I'd have left myself a bit more room to manoeuvre, but as it is...
Oh, look, blame me. Tell Greg it's all my fault, but talk him into staying a bit longer.
I'm sorry, Jack, but no.
Oh, come on, Brian.
He's very unhappy with the current arrangement. I'm not going to risk losing him by going back on my word.
But I can't go into the season without a head keeper.
Well, believe me, Jack, if there was any way I could help, I would.
Oh, dear. Our bookings are looking so healthy.
I don't know what to suggest.
Oh, this is disastrous.
Well, I have got one thought.
Yes?
No, it's no good. I know you won't like it.
Well, try me, Brian.
Well, since you're in such a tight spot, I mean, why not reconsider my original suggestion? Amalgamate Grey Gables with the estate shoot.
So it's university next?
Well, everyone says that, don't they?
No, I'm not going to go to university. If results like that...
Oh, careful, yeah. Phoebe. We'll come back to Daddy.
You really want to be a journalist. I love my work experience. But don't journalists need degrees? You're better off going straight into a job, I reckon. Mm-hmm. I'm just not sure if I want to be a print journalist or go into broadcasting.
Oh, to be spoilt for choice.
Oh, you want to get down again?
No. She wants to see what Becky and Jamie are up to.
She's been watching them all the time, haven't you, Phoebes? Are you all right, you two?
Why don't you take her over?
Could you do it, Brenda? There's something I want to ask Hayley.
Yeah, OK.
Becky, watch the ball while Jamie rolls it.
Are you coming with Auntie Brenda, then? Oh, you want to walk, do you? Right, let's go see what they're doing, shall we?
She's very clever, your sister.
Yeah. Hayley, I want your advice.
Oh.
About Tommy.
Oh, what's he done now?
I saw him at the Cat and Fiddle last night. With Kirsty.
Oh.
Well, they were stood outside together. There were loads of people there.
Tommy Archer.
It was just so obvious.
I know.
Anyone could have seen them.
I mean, I found them together before now.
Yeah, if the police had been about, that would have been it.
Well, what did you say to Tommy?
Hi.
Oh, bet that really sorted him out.
Oh, I didn't get the chance to say any more.
Why not?
Well, they were all over each other. But any time I did get near, Kirsty gave me a filthy look.
It can't be easy for them, keeping apart.
If Tommy loses his bail...
I know. But I mean, at that age, your hormones are in perpetual overdrive, aren't they?
It doesn't mean you have to act stupid.
It's sometimes hard not to.
What do I do about it, Hayley?
Well, there's not much you can do, is there? Well,
ain't there?
Tommy's all grown up now.
I could talk to him. Tell him to stop seeing Kirsty till he's been to court.
He won't listen.
Well, what's the alternative? Keep your mouth shut and watch him get caught?
With everything Tommy's going through, he probably needs Kirsty more than ever.
Guess who he introduced her to last night?
Who?
Joe Grundy.
You're joking.
I mean, if you're trying to keep something quiet, is Joe the first person you go to?
Not if you have any sense, no.
Exactly. I keep thinking... Tommy doesn't have John to look out for him anymore. Someone to stop him getting into trouble.
It's not quite how I remember John.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yes.
And if he goes on like this, he'll be put on remand.
Oh, he hated being imprisoned.
Why can't he work it out for himself? It drives me mad seeing him act so stupid.
I can see.
I've got to do something, haven't I?
Roy, if you feel that strongly about it, it's not me you should be talking to.
Remembered your ear, defenders?
Philistine.
Ah, it's good turnout, though.
There's loads more around the other side.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been right round, looking for Ruth and the kids.
Are you coming to the ball afterwards?
Oh.
Brenda's celebration.
Oh, I'd really like to, Mike, but we've been hauling grain all day. I was almost too knackered to come here.
Oh, fair enough.
Anyway, I think I'm better staying out of the ball for a day or two. Sid's not best pleased with me.
No?
I missed Nets yesterday.
Being the landlord of a country pub, of course, Sid's never heard of Harvest.
Nah. He's got this paired fielding practice worked out, retrieving the ball from the boundary.
But you're sorry you missed that.
Yeah. Well, with me not there, they were an odd number. Mind you, everyone says this new guy did really well again.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, I know you mean. Harris, somebody Harris.
Steve.
That's it.
I was talking to him this morning. He just started delivering to his family.
Yeah, Steve's going to be a very handy addition to the team when he's actually free to play.
Hiya.
You all right, love?
Hey, congratulations.
Thanks.
Your dad hasn't stopped beaming all day.
Hi. We can manage one more for the picnic, can't we, Dad?
Yeah, of course.
I'm sticking to your daughter like glue, hoping some of the braininess is going to rub off.
It's all in the genes, I'm afraid.
You haven't seen Ruth and the kids, have you?
Oh, sorry, no.
Right, where's the grub, then?
Well, Roy's picking Mum and the food up after he's taken Phoebe back. Is this where we're going to sit? Yeah, it's not a bad spot, is it?
Oh, Jack?
Hello, David.
So, you haven't seen Ruth anywhere, have you?
No.
Oh, Mum and Dad?
I haven't seen anybody now. If you'll excuse me, Peggy's waiting.
Ooh. I don't think he's enjoying the bells very much.
No. Oh, well, I better start hunting again. I'll see you all. Enjoy your picnic.
Yeah, bye, David.
Bye-ya.
Now, Hayley, are you just joining us for the picnic?
Oh,
or...
no, I'm coming to the ball afterwards. Don't get rid of me that easy.
Oh, well, that's not what I was going to ask.
Oh, no, Dad. What? What's this?
Are you going to join me and Betty for the new line dancing classes?
Oh, they're starting up again, aren't they?
At the ball, yeah. It'd be a great laugh.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Go on. Susan and Emma have got their names down.
Well, I suppose the exercise would do me good and nothing else. You know, Linda's joining as well. Is she? I think I'll take a rain check on the class just for now, thank you.
You all right, David?
Oh, hello, Brian.
You look lost.
No, it's not me that's lost. It's the rest of the family. They left Brookfield ages before I did.
Oh, Nigel would have rounded them up.
What?
He was dragging family and friends into the church to see the bell ringers in action.
Oh.
That's where Alice and Jenny are gone. Sit down for a minute. Have a glass of this.
Oh, I won't say no, actually. I'm dying of thirst, starving hungry, and off waltzes Ruth with our picnic.
I'll help yourself some chicken.
Oh, no, I didn't mean...
No, go on, we've got a lot more than we need.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
There.
Oh, great. Whoa! Got a lot of rolls.
Well, go ahead. Most of this will end up wasted.
Oh, thanks. Oh. It's a good crowd, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Cool, thank heavens for that.
Hmm?
That infernal racket stopping.
Bells are a bit of a feature of a bell-ringing picnic.
Well, I'm just not in the mood for them.
Oh. Not the only one. I just saw Jack with a face like thunder.
That doesn't surprise me.
No?
Yeah. Strictly between you and me, David. The Grey Gables shoot looks set to close.
You're not serious.
Well, Jack hasn't the hope of finding a new keeper. I've offered him an amalgamation with the estate shoot.
What does he say to that?
He wants more time to think it over.
Mm. You want an amalgamation, I take it?
Yeah, well, it's good for the estate and good for Grey Gables.
Oh, I can see why he looks miserable then. But if you're getting what you want, what's your excuse?
Is it that obvious?
Well...
I'm fed up with this picnic, if you must know. It was supposed to be a big family affair.
Well, I was going to say...
First Kate pulled out because it'd be too noisy for Phoebe.
Well, she might have a point.
And at the very last minute, Debbie cried off.
That's not like her.
Yes, it is. If she gets a phone call, off she goes with him, never mind what's been arranged.
You know, Brian, love's young dream.
Young?
Unfortunately...
He's old enough to be her father.
Well, I just meant, you know how it is when people get together.
I know how it is with Simon and Debbie. It's downright unhealthy.
Oh.
Well, don't you think? I mean, why isn't he with someone his own age?
He's not much older than me.
Of course, he uses the age gap to his advantage.
Ah.
As though it gives him some authority. So when Simon says, drop everything and come out, straight away off Debbie goes.
Yeah.
No anyway, wonder she can't keep her mind in her work.
I think I'll,
Of course, you know how it's going to end.
No.
She'll be badly hurt all over again.
Well, maybe it's not as serious as you think.
She spent all Tuesday night with him. Wasn't home till midday.
Ruth's probably wondering where I've got to.
Thought of that man pawing her all night long turns my stomach.
Yeah, look, Brian...
And Jenny tells me to keep calm about it. Can you imagine how hard it is seeing her taken advantage of?
Yeah, well, clearly you're not happy about it. Look, the chicken was great, thanks.
Don't want to see Debbie hurt again, David.
No.
I know for a fact she'll get nothing but grief from Simon. The sooner she realises that, the better.
More clucking from the hen house, where Jill wants Jennifer to get her hands dirty.
What's it look like?
Giving the hen house a good clean.
And powdering.
We don't want parasites.
Well, surely somebody else could do it.
Everyone's too busy. We're only just getting on top of the wheat.
Yeah, it's the same with us.
So it's not surprising this hasn't had a proper clear out in a while.
The straw does look well used.
You mind if I put powder around the doorway?
Oh, what about your knee?
Well, I can manage if I don't have to bend.
Oh, well, filling this barrow can't have done it much good.
Actually, you're right. The barrow is a problem.
Yeah, I should think so.
Now it's full. I wasn't looking forward to taking it to the muck heap, but then, right on cue, you arrive.
Oh.
It would save me having to ask Phil.
Yes, but I'm not sure I need shoes.
We'll just leave it beside the heap. I'm not asking you to clamber on top and empty it out.
Yes, of course. It was just meant to be a social visit, really, to see how the invalid's getting on.
I'd be very grateful.
Anyway, I can see you're not much of an invalid anymore.
Not quite 100% yet. I think we're finished here now.
Right. So, you want me to...
You take the barrow, mm-hmm. and we'll walk along together. But don't expect me to race.
No, no. Oh, it's stuck, Jill.
Ah, the wheel's in a rut, that's all. If we lift it...
Right.
You don't mind?
No, of course not. As long as I can keep my jacket clean.
Take that side.
Mm-hmm. I've got it.
That's it.
Oh, my sleeve.
Oh, that'll dab off easily enough.
Oh, yes. Well, it's lovely to see you so active. Wiped your old self again.
Can't let these things beat you.
No.
And of course, I still take plenty of rest.
Well, I hope so.
But if I'm in the bungalow too long, we'll go out of the orchard this way.
I went to the farmhouse and it was Frieda who sent me down here.
We're just waiting for Ruth and David to make their minds up when they want to swap back.
Oh, haven't you set a date for it yet?
No.
Well, it's been a while now.
Yes, it has. Well over 2 months.
Oh,
it's better if you steer it a bit to the right. Then it goes straight ahead.
Oh, I see.
It's a bit like a supermarket trolley.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Wasn't the bell ringing marvellous last night?
Oh, it was very well done.
We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves.
Oh, and I wish I could say the same.
Oh, I'll get the gate.
Well, originally it was meant to be a get-together for the whole family. But in the end, it was just... Brian and Alice and me.
Did look rather depleted.
And then Brian spent the whole evening going on and on about Debbie and Simon.
Oh, dear.
He's been doing it all week, Jill. It's driving me potty.
David did say Brian was a bit worried.
Well, it's understandable that he's concerned.
Of course.
But what he doesn't appreciate is that simply creating a terrible atmosphere at home's no good. That's the last way to influence Debbie.
Mr. Woolley?
Not now, Roy.
It's only one question.
Oh, what is it?
Some of the guests have been complaining.
Can't Caroline deal with them, Roy?
She's not in till later.
We've only dropped in to pick up an address.
All it is the freestanding notice boards. The way the sun's coming in is making them hard to read.
What am I supposed to do about that?
I wanted to check if it was okay to shift them to the other side.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Roy. Can't you decide that for yourself? I've got far more important things to do.
All right, Mr. Woolley.
Do whatever you think best, Roy.
I only wanted to check, because if I move them, people aren't going to be able to see the paintings over there.
You were quite right to ask, only Jack's rather preoccupied at the moment.
So I gathered.
He's not getting at you. He's just got a very difficult decision to make.
That'll be, 180 then, please.
Go on, I'll have one of those bars as well.
Right, and that's, £2.12 altogether.
Think I've got that? Mm.
Have I caught up with you yet?
No. Two...
I know he was hoping to. Right, and 12. Lovely.
Do you know what for?
No, nothing special, I don't suppose.
Well, he's out of luck if he called at home. Been delivering sausages all morning.
Well, he'll get hold of you if there's anything important.
Sure. Oh, yeah, will you say well done to Brenda for me?
Oh, you bird.
She's done brilliantly.
Not bad.
Only tell her to ease up a bit, will you? She's showing the rest of us up.
See ya. Bye.
Oh.
Hello, Tommy.
Auntie Jen. Excuse me.
Are those the only peaches you've got left, Betty?
Till tomorrow, yes.
Hmm.
They don't look too appealing, do they?
Wanted to make a fresh fruit salad tonight, but the grapes look a bit overripe as well.
The Galia melons are nice.
Oh, Brian's not at all keen on them. Oh, I wanted a really nice pudding.
Any special occasion?
No, just wanted to end the week on a cheerful note.
Oh, well, what about fruit of the forest?
Hmm, I could do, I suppose.
Well, the blackcurrants are good. I was just about to put out some more red currants.
Oh, yes, they do look nice.
Oh, what's happened to your sleeve?
Oh, that. Oh, nothing. Oh,
what a shame to get a mark on such a nice jacket.
I'll take a pound of those. Shall I get a bag?
I'll do them for you. I'm sure you'll like them. I made a tart with them yesterday.
Really?
That's what we were tucking into at the picnic.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't it a super evening?
Yes.
We thoroughly enjoyed it.
So did we.
The best bit was Nigel demonstrating how to be a bell ringer. Let me show you the ropes.
Oh, he was very enthusiastic, wasn't he? Oh,
and Mr. Booth was going some.
Unhealthily flushed, I thought.
I sneaked to look at the new hymn books while I was in church.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Oh, they're very nice. There you are.
Oh, thanks.
Mind you, there were a good few hymns I've never heard of.
I wish I'd had a look.
It was Brenda who spotted them.
Oh, tell me, what was Tommy congratulating Brenda on?
Oh, her A-level results. They came through yesterday.
Oh, and she did well?
Oh, marvellous. An A and two Bs.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Well, it's certainly going to make things easier for her planning her future.
You and Mike must be so proud of her.
Well,
it reflects a great deal of credit on you two.
Oh, not at all.
Well, it does.
No, it's just a matter of pure luck, I reckon. Brenda took to exams like a duck to water. Not all children do.
No.
I mean, your Kate was never that keen on her, was she?
This is absolutely the last call, Jack.
Yes, all right.
And I mean it.
Hello, Roger. Oh, it's me, Jack Woolley. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I was wondering, you know, we spoke a couple of weeks back about me trying to find a head keeper. No, actually, I've not had much luck after all. And I just thought you might have... Oh, never mind. No. No. Sorry to trouble you. Yes, we must meet up sometime. Bye now, Roger. It's the same story everywhere, Peggy.
Of course it is. I don't know why you bothered phoning.
Oh, you might have heard something.
All your friends know you're looking for a keeper.
Yes, I know,
but... If they hear of one, they'll contact you. So there's no need to keep pestering them.
I can't stop trying.
And what good does it do? You've been ringing round for over an hour.
I know. I'm sorry.
Just picking up an address, you said.
I keep thinking maybe the next call will be the breakthrough.
You've been thinking that for weeks.
Oh, someone may have heard something.
It's pointless calling people back who've already said they can't help you.
But what else can I do?
How about facing reality?
Peggy?
It's a great shame, Jack, but the Grey Gable shoot may have to close unless...
No.
It can't survive without a keeper.
I won't let it close. Not after all the work that's gone into building it up.
How can you keep it running?
I don't know. But what would George think? On the one hand, he gets a long service medal, and then the next thing, his life's work is thrown away.
That'd be a terrible waste.
Oh, then there's a hotel to think of.
Of course there is.
When you consider how much business the shoot has brought in here over the years...
A very great deal.
I can't ask Caroline to take sole charge of running it and then tell her I've lost her a great chunk of the custom.
No, I don't think you should.
The chute must stay open.
I agree.
You do? But she just said...
And I couldn't have summed the situation up better myself.
Really?
You can't find a new keeper, but you want the chute to survive.
Well, of course I do.
Then you've only got one option. Let Brian take it over.
You can have a drink in a minute, you daft animal.
Tommy!
Oh, hiya.
You all right?
Yeah. Your mum said you were looking for me.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you at the Cat Wednesday night.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was pretty busy.
I could see you had your hands full.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
How's things going?
Well, I'm going to fix the strinker, cover the afternoon milking, then done an hour or two hoeing the carrots.
Yeah.
Now you can get your snout in. You picked up many blisters at Grey Gables lately?
Very funny. If I don't put the hours in over the summer, how am I going to finish college?
Oh, you're breaking my heart, Roy. The hardships of the full-time student.
Tommy, what I wanted to know was how things are going with your case.
Yeah, not bad, actually.
Yeah?
Pretty good, in fact. Just got this last drink to check.
Oh, okay.
Mind the wire.
So it's going okay?
No, she seems to think so.
Good.
She called me this morning. She's got this red-hot barrister to represent me.
Yeah?
Who she's arranged for us to meet her next Tuesday.
That's encouraging.
Then there are all these expert witnesses lining up to say how dangerous GMOs are.
Right.
You know, there's a risk we could lose our organic status in the future, thanks to Uncle Brian's GM trial.
You serious?
Oh, yeah. Pretty good reason for trashing the crop, don't you think?
Well, it's got to help in court if you get that across.
I reckon Biotech are under hiding to nothing. Right, well, I'm done up here. I'll give you a lift down.
Well, it sounds as though the case is going really well.
Yeah, it is.
Then why the hell are you trying to blow it, Tommy?
What?
Well, like you said, you had your hands full on Wednesday.
Kirsty?
Everyone knows you're not meant to be seeing her.
We hadn't arranged to meet up.
No?
It was just a coincidence.
Well, you tried telling that to the prosecuting counsel.
Oh, come on, what was I supposed to do? Turn around and walk out of the cat because my girlfriend's there?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, Roy, don't be stupid.
It's not me being stupid. How many people do you reckon saw you together?
Oh, yeah, and everyone who drinks in the cat's going to go running to the police.
Oh, do you know someone hasn't already?
Hey?
There's no way you'd know till there was a knock on your door. Then you're straight down the nick again.
Roy.
Only this time, they don't let you out till the trial.
Seeing Kirsty's got nothing to do with my trial.
The law don't think so.
What matters in court is showing how dangerous GMOs are, not who I'm going out with.
If it's a condition of your bail...
No one's got the right to stop us meeting.
Tommy, you agree to bail conditions to stay out of prison. Or do you fancy going inside all of a sudden?
Don't be ridiculous.
Because that's where you're heading if you carry on.
You know something, Roy? You sound just like my gran.
Do I?
As far as she's concerned, if the police, they jump, I should ask how high.
If it keeps you out of prison, that's not such a bad idea.
Oh, great. So much for principles, eh?
I'm just trying to be a mate.
Well, it doesn't seem like it.
Well, I am. I don't want to see you in a worse mess than you're already in.
Thanks, but you don't need to bother.
Why can't you see sense?
Just leave it, Roy. And listen, if you really are a mate...
Of course
I am. You can prove it by keeping your flaming nose out of my business in future.